This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
U.S. stocks ended Monday's session little changed as investors kicked off a big week that will see a fresh inflation data test for rate cut views and the start of first quarter earnings season. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq Composite all closed near the flat line. A strong jobs report helped lift stocks on Friday, but couldn't fend off weekly losses, as doubts about the Federal Reserve's resolve for interest rate cuts preyed on minds. The yield on the 10-year Treasury stood at 4.42% following a bond sell-off last week. While the benchmark has pared gains, it is still within reach of the key 4.5% level seen by some as a potential tipping point for a run-up toward last year's highs. Other concerns added to the unsettled mood, divided views on policy from Fed speakers, growing noise around the coming U.S. presidential election, and a spike in oil prices from escalating Middle East tensions that could fan inflation pressures. All that is sharpening focus on the release of the Consumer Price Index on Wednesday, a key input in the Fed's decision-making and a clue to continuing resilience in the U.S. economy. Investors will watch for signs that inflation returned to its downward trend in March after signs of stickiness in readings earlier this year. At the same time, the market is bracing for the new earnings season, with Delta Airlines setting the stage on Wednesday for big banks' results on Friday. Broadly, Wall Street expects the first quarter to set the tone for a robust year of earnings growth among S&P 500 companies, hopes boosted by the blowout March labor figures. Against that backdrop, gold rose about $2,350 an ounce to touch a fresh record. Meanwhile, oil reached for recent multi-month highs as the market assessed easing tensions in the Middle East. Brent crude futures settled at $90.48 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate futures closed the session at $86.43. Here were Monday's trending tickers. Bitcoin rose to trade back above $71,700 per token on Monday. The rise comes ahead of the cryptocurrency's reward halving expected later this month. Bitcoin is up more than 60% year-to-date. Coinbase. Shares of the cryptocurrency exchange are popping thanks to the rise in Bitcoin. Analysts at Barclays also raised their price target on Coinbase to $179 from $146, though still maintaining an underweight rating on the stock. Coinbase is up more than 60% year-to-date. And Boeing. The industrial giant is under the microscope again, this time because of an engine cover which blew off a Boeing 737-800. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the Sunday incident during a Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston. Boeing has faced a string of challenges stemming from an accident involving a door plug on an Alaska 737 MAX 9 flight on January 5th. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.